Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right, all right, all right. You're live on BWD Radio with me, your host, Ms. B. You can call and listen in. Hit the digits 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I will be joined by singer, songwriter, R&B, soul artist, Angelia Williams. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, but she'll clear me up. I believe it's Angelia. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials, just the hottest indie music artists of today. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. We consider support and play variety. That's right, all genres of music worldwide. So be sure to support us, supporting the hottest indie artists of today, yesterday, future. Give us a follow on Facebook at BWD Radio, on Twitter at BWD Radio. Be sure to end that with an underscore. I did have my guest on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and she has her latest single, which is titled Shattered Glass. So once I can get her back in onto my switchboard, I'm going to go ahead and play her hot new single for you. It's called Shattered Glass.
Every piece is neatly scattered in a pattern around the room, as if there's been an explosion, and with it everything consumed. I'm
Spider-Aid. I do have my guest, and you had just heard Angelia Williams, yes. Shattered Glass. Angelia, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am outstanding. I seen you're on my switchboard, and I was like, sometimes it happens. I don't know how. And then you disappeared, and that's okay, because then, you know, if there's time, we get to play your single at the end as well. So it's good. We get to hear your single first, and sometimes that's good. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you know, I look forward to every week. Y'all, for the last decade, y'all keep me going for at least a month and a half out. So obviously I love what I do. So let's go ahead and jump on in. Go ahead and let us know, where are you originally from and where are you now?
Sure. Well, I was born in Chicago, Illinois, but I was raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's where I spent most of my life. I have, for the last 4.5 years, been in Nashville, Tennessee. My family and I moved here about 4.5 years ago, and we love it, so it looks like we'll be staying here.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Now, you've been on a journey, definitely a musical journey. Tell us how you started out, when your musical journey began, and what had inspired, or should I say motivated you, to begin with the pursuit of a career in the music industry as both a singer-songwriter and actually a performer as well.
Definitely. Well, my journey started kind of... It's been with me my whole life. My mother was a singer, and my father also sang. So our household was always filled with music. I grew up in the Black church, and that's where I started singing in front of people, you know, where I actually had an audience. My mother would actually make me sing. I was very shy as a child, so, and I'm actually now kind of shy, but she would make me get up in front of people and sing with the choir. From a very young age, I had to be like 7, 8 years old. So I started to like to get up in front of people and sing, and people started to tell me that I was really good at it. So it was an encouragement, and my confidence started to build from there as a child. And then by the time I was 14, I met a girl in middle school. She's still one of my best friends to this day. I had to be about 12, 13. Her name is Tamara, and we started touring. We both loved gospel music, and we started touring. And the rest is history. It just kind of was a progression from when I was a very small child.
That's outstanding, and it does. It definitely does take some courage, just myself. I mean, I sing with the choir, but I do not like being in front of the congregation at all. I don't like to be watched. So I give any artist or anyone that has to take a stage, I give them 110% credit. Now, you are very well versed in many genres, just to name a few: gospel, jazz, classical, R&B. Soul, and I believe even the fusion into the neo-soul. In 2002, you chose, I mean, because you were coming up as a child, so in 2002, you chose to no longer perform music, but you did find a new passion on teaching music. Did you lose your passion for performing? What inspired the pivot from performing music to teaching music?
Well, nothing. I never lost my passion for performing. I just kind of switched my focus for a while. And the reason why is because I had always performed, but I wanted something that was more from a point of academia. So I decided that I wanted to teach not just music in a general sense, but how to use the human voice properly. So that's when I began my studies at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, because I decided that I wanted to not just train singers in a sense of trying to explain concepts that I did not really know, that I was not really aware of myself, but really dive into professionally training singers, how to use their voice, how not to blow the voice, how to give yourself longevity in your career because of proper technique. So when I started my studies, I kind of put performing and recording in the background for a while to focus on really learning how to teach on an academic level. So I never lost my passion. I just kind of switched my focus for a while to get to a mastery level of doing that, and then started to integrate back into my life, the recording and performing and such.
And I imagine, plus also to be able to juggle both, I'm sure that would be very difficult until you had actually, you know, had your focus, became comfortable in what you were doing in order to balance the two. I mean, that may take time too. Now,
definitely.
You released a new single titled Shattered Glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a great title as well. So tell us, what inspired this particular track, the title? You know, what can the listeners expect from the sounding storytelling on this new track? But also share with us what influenced the movement shift back to release music.
Sure. Well, I had a student a while back, and my student is no longer my student because all of the universities that she actually auditioned to get into, she came to me for audition prep because it was time for her to go to college. And she got into, multiple universities, and she chose one. But later on in that year, her mother contacted me, and we had a conversation about her wanting to start a management company. And we talked about me coming on as artistic director and just basically prepping the artist on performance and interviewing and their vocals and training them. So we decided to form A&R Management, LLC, which is also located here in Nashville, Tennessee. My business partner, her name is Ronnie McGregory, and one day Ronnie said, you know, we should really be managing your career, you know, because I had been so focused on teaching for so long. And I said, you know, I think that's a good idea. And that is actually how I got back into the recording and performance side of my craft, because I began a management company, and, I mean, ironically so, I am one of the acts that we manage within the company. So that's actually how, that was the pivot point for me to shift back to releasing music and getting back on a stage. That was actually what happened. So kind of a funny story.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And now as far as the track itself, I mean, we heard it. So I love it. It's definitely a nice, smooth R&B soul type track. So
thank you.
Now, what inspired the title, and what can the listeners expect from your sound and your lyrics as well?
Definitely. Well, what inspired Shattered Glass was I had my heart broken into a million pieces. That is a real life event that took place in my life. And to be really honest with you, most of the music that I write is based on something that is either past, present, or future tense. I mean, I write about, you know, the things that are going on in my life, the things that I see going on in other people's lives, but especially my life, because I feel like I can write from a more real standpoint if I have actually either went through something or have experienced something. I feel like it's easier to reach the listener because the emotion is more pure, because it's something that I've actually gone through or something that I actually desire at the time. So Shattered Glass is based on something that happened in my life. I was heartbroken, and it actually started off as a poem that I wrote in the middle of the night. Shattered Glass wasn't a song. It was a poem, and I just kind of wrote down how I felt and what I was dealing with on the inside, because to me that's very therapeutic. And, you know, later on I heard a track from a producer, and I was like, oh, my God, the whole sound of the horn, I felt like it gave it a really soulful kind of a retro sound, and I thought that that fit that was appropriate for the word. So that's kind of how that song came together. But as far as my sound overall, I love music from a spectrum of from Mozart to Jay-Z. I have a very vast spectrum of music that I love. So I may do Shattered Glass one day. It's really soulful. And then you have a track like Bliss that is very it's more jazz. It's more of a laid-back feeling. It's not as in-your-face as Shattered Glass. So, I mean, as far as from the aspect of the listener, and then I have some acoustic music that I will be releasing the end of this year. So the way that I write, it just kind of depends on how I feel and what sound I feel would complement the lyrics of that specific song.
All right. Well, definitely in a minute or two, I'm going to let you go ahead and let us know, you know, what's next for you and what we can expect. Now, I know you mentioned your parents. Now, as far as artists, who were some of your musical influences?
Oh my goodness, I have so many. When I was really young, the main music that I listened to was either soul, R&B, or gospel. So when I was growing up, I loved and was very inspired by the Clark sisters out of Detroit, Michigan, Karen Clark Shears, Dorinda Clark Cole, Twinkie Clark. Oh, I love them. I loved Vanessa Bell Armstrong when I was young. That's on the gospel side. I loved Fred Hammond and Commission. And then, you know, on the secular side, the R&B side, I loved Shalamar. I loved Shalamar. I loved Kool & the Gang. Mm. I loved, of course, who didn't love the Jacksons? I mean, all of them.
Right.
I mean,
right.
But to be really honest with you, you know, I always felt like because a lot of the female singers I would listen to when I was a kid, including my mother, were sopranos. So I felt like for a long time, like I didn't really feel like I had a really good voice. And then this group came out by the name of TLC, and T-Boz started singing, and she had this deep voice that was like in the basement for a girl, and it inspired me so much. So it's so funny when a lot of people ask me who was my main inspiration, I would have to say her, because she showed me that a girl doesn't have to be a soprano in order to be a good singer. So after I heard her, I just kind of took off from there.
Well, I'm sure. A lot of those, and I'm just like you, I can relate, and that's basically what BWD Radio is all about, with variety. I grew up the same, very, very diverse. One minute I could be listening to, like, some doo-wop stuff. I wasn't even born yet, but, yeah, I definitely depends on the mood. And I want to make sure we have enough time, so why don't you go ahead and let us know where we can go and get your music, as well as you had mentioned some more music. So let us know if you have live events, music videos. Just let us know what you got coming up. Let us know what's next for Angelia.
Thank you. Sure. I have a huge performance coming up. I am a part of the Raw Musicians Organization, and we have an event coming up October 15th. It's going to be a huge event of not only music, with fashion and art. This organization is all about independent artists, and they are worldwide. They're actually a global organization for independent artists. And that's going to be October 15th here in Nashville at the Platform, which is at 1500 Second Avenue South. And in order to get tickets for that show, the tickets are only $15. My set in that show will be a live set with a full band, and it will be about 20 to 25 minutes. The tickets are $15, and they can go to rawmusic.org and / Angelia Williams to purchase tickets for that show. They can also see my social media. If you follow me on social media, I also have a couple more shows that are not solidified as of yet, but they're going to be in the Atlanta area towards the end of the year. So I would encourage people to follow me on Facebook, Instagram at Official Angelia Williams, at Twitter at Angelia Williams, and I always keep up with the current events in my calendar there as well.
That's great. That's right. And just for you, so that you know, it's spelled Angelia, last name Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was one thing I wanted to still ask you. Oh, yeah. Throughout the years, you've had numerous accomplishments as a recording artist, a singer, songwriter, and a teacher, and a studio, and there's plenty. So if you could just give us just a few highlights of your many accomplishments.
Sure. Well, I mean, as far as the on the singing side of things, I have been very blessed to open for or perform with some of the biggest names in music. I've opened for, I've traveled and toured with Minneapolis Gospel Sound. I've sang for Dietrich Hatton, Nina Standard, Kim Burrell, Clark Sisters, Dorinda and both Karen. So I've been blessed on that side of things. As far as in the voice studio of Angelia Williams, my voice studio won in 2013 and 2014. My voice studio won Nashville's Best. And in 2015, I just received word that we also won accolades for being one of the best voice studios in Nashville. So I'm very excited about those.
Well, congratulations. And I have another, I want to throw out another minute. I want you to go ahead, give you the mic, go ahead with any shout-outs, any information for booking, features, or just anything that we may not have covered in our interview.
Definitely.
For fans and new fans and all that good stuff.
Definitely. Well, as I said, you can follow me on social media for Instagram at Official Angelia Williams. Facebook and Twitter are both Angelia Williams. And as far as if you are looking for vocal coaching and performance coaching, you can reach me at the Voice Studio of Angelia Williams, and that phone number is 615-554-7568. You can also call that phone number if you are looking for management. Ryan McGregory and myself are always looking for new talent, and you can also call me at 615-554-7568. I would like to give a shout-out to, of course, my family, my husband and my three kids. As far as musically, I want to give a shout-out to Ronnie McGregory, who is my business partner in A&R Management, and she is amazing, amazing. I would like to give a shout-out to Mile High Music that we work in concert with. They are out of Huntsville, Alabama. And A&R Management also manages a young man named Real Cash. He's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, excellent rapper. We also co-manage Tim's When It's Warm out of Detroit, Michigan. He's residing in Huntsville right now. Excellent, excellent music. And also a young man by the name of 1080P, who is not only a rapper but a producer and a live musician. We have Cameron Jackson, who is an R&B singer, an up-and-coming R&B singer, who is also a model. So we have a lot of great things going on that we are excited about. So if you need coaching, performance, or vocally, or if you want us to hear some of your music, please feel free to give me a call or visit me on social media and send me a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Outstanding. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. It's definitely a great interview. And before you leave out on us, I know I'll catch you on the flip side. Go ahead and take us on into your latest single, and I'll see if I can get as much through it as I can.
Yes, the latest single that I just released in July is called Shattered Glass. It's a soulful song that is from the heart, and hopefully it will hit to the heart.
Every piece is neatly scattered.
Shoot.
In a pattern around the room.
Shoot.
As if there's been an explosion.
Shoot.
And with it, everything consumed.
Oh.